Texte numéro 101. Women to serve in combat in British forces. Women could serve in elite combat units after the Prime Minister announced he will remove the ban on women in close ground fighting roles in the British military. Female soldiers will be able to apply for all close ground combat jobs, where the primary role is to close with and kill the enemy, by the end of 2018. The historic change to hundreds of years of British military tradition follows 2 years of study of whether women are fit for the rigours of combat and whether they would undermine the armed forces' fighting power. Mr. Cameron said, "It is vital that our armed forces are world-class and reflect the society we live in. Lifting this ban is a major step. It will ensure the armed forces can make the most of all their talent and increase opportunities for women to serve in the full range of roles." Ministers have said they were keen to make the change, which brings Britain into line with allies including America, Canada, and Australia. Senior officers have stressed there will be no reducing of standards and women would be held to the same tests as men. There will be no quota for women and forecasts predict only around 40 women a year will apply and be able to meet the standards for close ground combat roles across the entire armed forces, compared to thousands of male recruits. Critics of the change have warned the fighting spirit and effectiveness of the military could be damaged, and young men and women are bound to form relationships which could disrupt close-knit units. However, the reviews found letting women in would not harm the bond of fighting units, which depended on good leadership. One officer said, "We know it's going to be controversial with some, but it's a generational thing. The people who have a problem with it are some of the old guard and some of the very young guys who define their masculinity by being in the infantry." Sir Nick said, "Women have already given exemplary service in recent conflicts, working in a variety of highly specialised and vital roles. By opening all combat roles to women, we will continue to build on these successes and improve the operational capability of our military." Colonel Richard Kemp, a former commander of British troops in Afghanistan and opponent of the change, said the decision was a bad error of judgment, made for political purposes with no military advantage, in fact, military disadvantages. He said, "It will result in a reduction in standards in the infantry. They will have to reduce the standards to allow some women to get in." Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, July 2016.